This is WBUR. I'm Jack Lepiarz in Boston. Massachusetts could begin to cautiously reopen its economy as early as Monday, but states across New England are already easing restrictions or have announced plans to do so soon. We're checking in with two of them today, Connecticut and Maine. And joining me now are Fred Bever, a reporter at Maine Public Radio, and Lucy Nalpathanchil, host of Where We Live at Connecticut Public Radio. Fred, Lucy, thanks for speaking with WBUR.
Hello.
You bet, Jack.
Fred, let's start with you. What's open already in Maine and where?
So retail businesses are open all over the state for curbside pickup. Restaurants are also able to do that as well. In counties where there's a low caseload, and those tend to be more rural counties, more north and west of Portland, in those counties, retail businesses were able to open fully with certain new kinds of practices as of yesterday. And next Monday, restaurants in those counties will also be able to open up again. The rest of the state, the four counties where there's been a high caseload, it's a lot of wait and see.
What's the early read on how things are going?
Well, Maine has one of the lowest caseloads and mortality rates per capita in the country. So maybe it's because of the actions that the state took. It's also because we're extremely rural and there's a lot of space between people in a lot of the state.
Switching to Connecticut, Lucy, you interviewed Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont this week. What did he say about plans to reopen?
Next week, May 20th, is when, as the Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont called it, a soft opening of Connecticut, where there have been rules set forth by his Reopen Advisory Committee of certain businesses that can open, non-essential businesses. But they also have to look at seven criteria that the state hopes to reach by then, including a 14-day decline of hospitalizations, which has been met, increased testing available, a sufficient contact tracing capacity, and also a plan to protect vulnerable populations. The governor has announced by the end of the month that all nursing home residents will be tested. This is an important point because in Connecticut, which is the opposite of Maine in terms of the number of infections, Connecticut is one of the top five most infected states per capita. 60% of the deaths here from COVID-19 have been elderly residents in nursing homes. But meanwhile, certain businesses like restaurants only offering outdoor seating will be allowed to open next week. Also hair salons, some retail and offices, and outdoor museums and zoos.
Lucy, Connecticut obviously right next to New York, the hardest hit state in the country as far as this coronavirus outbreak is concerned. Is there any sort of feeling there that because things were so bad so early that maybe the worst has already come and gone?
I think that people are hoping that's the case, but we're hearing from our state epidemiologists, other public health officials, everyone is cognizant of this idea of a second wave. Again, schools are closed until the fall, and that's also when flu season begins.
Jack, I'd like to mention that Maine is very carefully watching what's going on in states like Connecticut and Massachusetts, where those rates are so much higher. This state, like all of the states, has a 14-day quarantine for anyone visiting from out of state. And most people consider that essentially prohibitive for people coming to stay in hotels and campgrounds. And that means that the beach towns, like Old Orchard Beach, where I'm sitting right now, won't get the traffic that they need to make their entire year. Is definitely going to be the slowest summer they've ever known.
That's Fred Bever, a reporter at Maine Public Radio, and Lucy Nalpathanchil at Connecticut Public Radio. Lucy, Fred, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jack.